I hope you're ready to take your mind and your imagination on a wild ride. Buckle up. Let's get ready for Triple OG Stories. Welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying these episodes of Hitters. Episode 1, Episode 2, and Episode 3.
Man, hold on. Wait a minute. Nobody cares. Look, stop, okay? Look, welcome back, y'all. I just want y'all to enjoy this because, hey, it's getting real right now. And it looked like...
Let me tell the story of Hitters. I was on my
way to... Man, nobody cares. Look, just... We want to welcome y'all back to Episode 4 of Hitters.
Shawty wanna ride with me, ride with me. We can get low, yeah. Hop into the shimmy folk, dope, blow, troll. Wanna ride with me, ride with me. Let your head down. Come on. You said you wanna thug, don't be scared now. Shawty wanna ride with me, ride with me. We can get low, yeah. Hop into the shimmy folk, dope, blow, troll. Wanna ride with me, ride with me. Let your head down. Come on. You said you wanna thug, don't be scared now. Shawty wanna ride with me, ride with me.
My 24 spin it, the sticker still on them. Same old hoes, but a nigga still want them. I'm parking lot pippin' on another nigga woman. She pullin' up a skirt, tryna show a nigga something.
The next morning, Blue woke up and sat on the edge of his bed. He just wanted to take everything in. He was dead tired when he went to bed the night before, so it felt like he was in a dream, like he was still asleep. He really couldn't believe he had 4 new ladies living in his stash house, and he was now living with Gold. And they had a clinic in their basement now. He felt proud, but he was confused at the same time. He heard a noise outside of his bedroom door. He closed his eyes and took a deep breath. When he stood up, he noticed it was Jazz. He could smell her body spray. He grabbed a tank top out of his top drawer and looked out of his window as he spoke to her.
Good morning, Jazz. Come on in.
Jazz stood outside of his bedroom door frozen. She didn't know how he knew it was her. She gently reached out and grabbed the doorknob and turned it. She took a deep breath and then she walked into his room. Blue stood in the window looking outside on the side of the house. He turned around and looked at Jasmine. She was standing there in a pair of bright orange leggings and a dark navy blue tank top. Her hair was still done, like she had just stepped out of a beautician's chair. He smiled at her, and she sat down at the foot of his bed. She looked like she had something on her mind.
Boo, I got a question. I'm just gonna ask. No, forget it. Was Gold playing around, or do you really like me for real?
She caught Blue completely off guard. He lifted his tank top over his head and then pulled it down to his waist as he looked over at Jazz. He walked into his bathroom, and she heard the water come on. He was brushing his teeth. She just sat there with doubt all in her mind. As he finished up, he walked out of the bathroom and he looked back over at Jazz. He noticed her smile was gone. She looked nervous, or more so confused now.
Well, you know, actually, Jasmine, I do. I really do like you a lot.
Jazz popped up off the bed. I mean, she almost ran and jumped into his arms. But instead, she just held her hands together and she just smiled as hard as she could. Her facial expressions told everything. Blue started walking around his room and putting his clothes on. As he put on his socks and his Nike sandals, Jazz was just standing there and smiling at him and kind of just watching him. He walked into his closet and grabbed a t-shirt. As she was standing there, Blue just started laughing.
Jazz, you don't have to watch me get dressed. I'll be okay. I promise.
Jasmine finally gained her composure. She turned around and started to leave out of his room. He placed his hand on her shoulder and turned her back around. He pulled her close to him and wrapped his arms around her. He hugged her real tight. She placed her hands on the lower half of his back and laid her head on the lower half of his chest. He held her tighter and she just melted. She felt like she was in the safest place in the world. Blue kissed her forehead and then slowly let her go. Jasmine looked up at him and had the wildest eyes and turned around and walked straight out of his room and into the kitchen. She immediately started getting Blue a plate together. She felt like if Blue really liked her like he said, she wanted to make sure that she fell in love with him and he fell in love with her. When he came into the kitchen and sat down at the table, she placed a full plate right in front of him. She remembered how he always liked his coffee, or at least how he said he did. So she made him a cup and set it right down next to his plate. That's when Gold walked in. He seen everything and immediately got jealous.
Damn, if I remember right, I'm the one that got shot. I can't get no love.
Everybody looked over at Raina, who was walking in the kitchen right behind Gold. Raina looked at them, and then she looked at the stove. Then she looked back over at Gold and seen him holding a fork in his hand and a cup of juice.
He know what he want on his plate.
Gold shook his head, and he just set his fork and his juice down on the table. Jasmine and Blue started to laugh. Raina moved to the side a little bit so Gold could go ahead and get his plate out the cabinet. Gold looked over at Raina as she was laughing. He reached up and winced in pain. He grabbed his side where he had got shot at. She remembered about the stitches. Raina seen him reach down when he grabbed his side. She hurried up and ran over to him and took the plate out of his hand. She helped him sit down next to Blue and made his plate for him. Blue and Gold high-fived each other and started to laugh.
Raina, he played you, girl.
Chris and Trina walked into the kitchen and set the laptop down on the table in front of the fellas, then hit the play button displayed in the middle of the screen. Blue looked at Gold, and they both looked up at Trina and Chris as the video started to play. It was Shifty Blood from the BCBG.
Did you niggas really think we was that soft? What happened though, Blood? We ain't seen y'all in the hood lately. Your Telluride still in the shop? Y'all niggas need an Uber?
The video disappeared, and Gold got pissed. He couldn't believe these guys had shot him up, and now they're mocking him too.
Hold up, bruh. I know these niggas didn't just send us a message.
Yeah, that was hella disrespectful. I figured at some point they was gonna figure out who we were.
Good. So they know we coming for them then.
Jasmine watched the men go back and forth. She got up from her seat and walked over and stood next to Raina.
Let us hope.
Girl, sit down and eat your food. You hungry. You not the same when you hungry.
I'm serious, Blue. They won't ever see us coming. And if me and my girls can help, then we want to help.
Shit, I don't know. That could work. And it could actually turn out pretty smooth, too.
They won't even see us coming.
Blue and Gold looked at each other and just smiled. They were actually more surprised than anything. They both looked over at the lady standing in front of them, and Jasmine had a tough girl look on her face, and Raina was just smiling from ear to ear. They just started laughing and finished eating their food. Over the next month or so, Blue and Gold took the girls to the shooting range 3 times a week. Jasmine and Chris were naturals with the firearms, but it took about 2 weeks of training before Raina and Trina even got used to holding the weight of the gun in their hands and got comfortable with it. After they finally got used to what they were doing, they became just as natural as the other girls. Gold was proud. He had the girls shooting like pros. And Blue, he had them focusing on point with every single decision that they was making. Gold decided he wanted to work on a plan for the BCBG. Blue and Gold wanted to move forward on their plans with the ladies. So they decided the best way to do that was to drop them off in the neighborhood that Gold got shot in. The fellas pulled up in their blacked out Denali truck, and the girls pulled up right behind them in an all-white rented Nissan Altima. Blue called Jasmine on the phone.
Hello?
Y'all got everything y'all need?
Yeah, we not going to disappoint. We will get the info you need.
Okay, I'm not going to sleep till y'all get back to the comfort zone.
We will be fine, and I got the address to the comfort zone in my phone, so we will be coming straight there when we leave the party.
Jazz hung up her phone. Raina looked over at her and she nodded her head. They pulled out from behind the fellas and headed down the dark street. Chris had found a flyer to a party that the BCGB was throwing when she was out at the store picking up a few items about a week ago. The party was only for their crew and some select ladies, but they also let the guys in the gang choose a few ladies that they thought was attractive. And you know how that go. The ladies made their way in.
Are we really sure about this tonight?
Girl, yeah. We gave our word to the fellas. We can't be no punk-ass bitches. We gotta be able to hold our own just like they do.
I hear you, sis. Punk-ass bitch or not. I don't want no holes in me like I stitched up on Gold.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck them bullet holes.
The ladies pulled up to the location that was on Chris's phone. They all looked around from inside the car. It was red everywhere. They couldn't imagine having to wear red and stand out like this every single day. All the ladies had on black sweatsuits with some kind of red in them, and red shoes. They figured they would blend right on in. But as the girls got out of the car, it was like six or seven young guys standing around smoking blunts in the parking lot. They was freestyling. Trina got out the car in a hurry. She walked right up to the crowd and jumped in their cypher. The girls walked over to the crowd and were shocked when they heard their girl Trina flowing. They all looked at each other and started to rock back and forth a little bit as they was watching their girls kill that Meek Mill beat that the fellas was rhyming to. After she finished her little verse, the fellas all started cheering and passed her the blunt they were smoking on. She hit the weed and took a real long pull. Then she passed it back to him and walked away. Jasmine loved Trina. She was like a sister to her. She was in amazement by her every day. I mean, every time they spent some time together, she learned something new about Trina.
Damn, bitch, you out here hurting the rap game.
The ladies all laughed as they walked into the party. As soon as they walked in, they felt the room had all eyes on them. They walked over to an area where they had set up a bunch of tables and benches for people to sit. Raina had a bad vibe already. She didn't like the way it felt in there. She told Jasmine to stay alert because she was so uncomfortable. Blue and Gold gave each one of the girls a 9mm that they had practiced shooting with all month long at the range. He wanted them to be comfortable with the weapons that they was using. One of the dudes that was outside rapping seen Trina sitting at the table with the ladies, and he started to walk over to him.
It's showtime, ladies.
As he got there and approached, he sat down at the table next to Trina. He was a tall, kind of lanky-looking dude. He had on some red sweats and a red and white t-shirt, and the t-shirt had a picture of one of his dead homies on the front of it. He smiled at them. He had a white gold grill in his mouth covering the bottom row of his teeth. The ladies weren't impressed, to be honest, but they just needed to make him feel like they were. Make sure he felt comfortable, you know?
Okay, then. I see you with that drip. I like that grill.
He smiled again. This time an even bigger smile. He wanted the girls to see the whole grill. He asked the ladies what their names were and who they was there with. Chris made up some stuff and he was cool with it. While they were just sitting there talking and smoking and getting way too high, he started to rub Trina's back and say stupid rap verses that made no sense at all. He asked Trina if she wanted to go somewhere and chill. She told him yes, and they got up and left. As Trina was leaving, she lifted her hand up and Jazz dropped something into the palm of her hand as she walked away.
About 20 or 30 minutes later, Trina called Jazz and told them to come and get her. She was in a trap house, about a block away from the party they were at. It was just her and him, and she had already given him the truth serum that Jasmine had stuck in her hand on her way out the door. Trina was standing over the guy she left the party with. He was so high and out of it, just rambling on. She looked at her phone, and it was a text from Raina. They were at the front door. She texted them back and said to come to the back. When they got back there, they could see Trina standing over the guy in the kitchen on the floor. The girls were talking to him and recording everything he was saying on Raina's phone. They were almost done with the questions Blue had them memorize when a dark-skinned kid with a heavy-set girlfriend walked up the stairs of the basement. They both had on red and red bandanas all over their clothing. The girls stopped and looked at the two of them standing in the kitchen. The heavyset girl reached for a gun in her pocket, but she was too late. Jazz fired one silent shot in the distance and hit the girl in the chest. She fell and then started to cry. The guy was standing next to her, got down on his knees and put his hands on the top of his head. Raina stepped to the side as Chris and Jasmine walked up slowly with their guns pointing right at his face. He just sat there frozen with his eyes closed. Raina took her gun and turned it around. She was now holding the barrel in her hand. She stepped closer to the guy and swung her hand as hard as she could. The butt of the gun hit him on the side of the head and he passed out instantly.
Gold thought it would be a good idea to give Jazz and Raina their night vision sunglasses to wear. And they were linked in on Blue's laptop watching the entire thing play out like a movie. They couldn't believe their eyes. They didn't know the girls had it in them, to be absolutely honest with you. Hell, to be honest, Gold didn't know if he should be happy or scared. After they drug all three of the Bloods down into the basement, they looked at the girl. She was passed out from pain. She got hit in the upper shoulder, so she was gonna be fine. The ladies had brought a bunch of red bandanas with them to tie over their faces just in case anything like this went down. And Jazz asked Blue to make sure that their guns couldn't be heard, so he added silencers to all the ladies' 9mm. Good thing he did, too. Who knew Jazz was such a live wire? The ladies left the party and hopped right back in their car. They headed straight back to the comfort zone. They had gotten all the information that the fellas needed to complete their next mission. When Raina was driving the girls back, they was all just sitting in the car in complete silence. Jazz turned her head and she looked back and seen that the girls looked a little nervous in the back seat. She turned her head back around and looked out the front window and just bust out laughing.
Hey, we did that shit. They never had a chance.
Hey, I cannot even believe this.
The ladies all started laughing and seat dancing. Raina turned the music up and they enjoyed the ride home. When they pulled into the garage, they all started to get nervous all over again. Even Jasmine. They knew Blue and Gold was going to be upset with them because they had actually shot someone.
Look, y'all, just relax. I shot old girl, so I will deal with Blue.
They all got out the car. They started to walk into the mud room when they realized Chris was still sitting in the car. Trina walked over to her and told her to get out the car. She said no. She wanted to wait until it was all over first. Jasmine just laughed and went on into the house. Raina shook her head and told Trina to leave her out there. Trina shrugged her shoulders and started to slowly walk away. Chris jumped out the car at the end and just ran in the house. When all the girls got into the house, Blue and Gold were sitting at the kitchen table drinking and smoking a blunt. They smiled when the girls walked in. Then, they just started laughing.
Man, y'all was scared as hell.
No, right? Shooting people and shit for no reason?
Blue and Gold started to laugh and watched the ladies look confused. They thought the fellas were going to be mad, when actually, it was the complete opposite. They understood the game, and people getting shot was just a part of it.
Y'all did good, though. It was a successful first mission for the escorts.
Aw, shit. I like that, homie. I think we got something here. The escorts. Ready to take a nigga out.
That's dope.
Jasmine looked at all her girls, and they all just started to nod their heads in agreement. They loved the name, and they was ready to go on their next mission as a crew now. The ladies all walked off and headed to their new bathroom the fellas had built for them down in the basement.
Wow, bro. I really do think we got something here. They can be a team of straight killers.
That's what I'm thinking here, too. But do we really want our chicks out here like that, though?
Nah, we don't. But if they gonna do it, can't nobody get their back like we can.
Big facts.
The next day, Blue was in the living room doing push-ups when Gold walked in. He asked Blue if he had heard anything from the speaker yet. Blue got up off the floor and reached for his laptop on the coffee table. When he opened
Greetings.
It, he saw a light flash on his laptop again. He moved his finger around the screen and opened the message. It was another video from the BCBG. And this time, Mando and Shifty Blood were front and center.
Blue and Gold. Yeah, I did my homework, nigga. So what, y'all some Crips or something? Y'all niggas 6-0s? Why Blue and Gold? That shit hella weak. Just know we watching y'all bitches and we know what y'all did. I don't know how two of y'all niggas got in the spot unnoticed and then shot the homegirl and beat down little homie. Yeah, yeah, we at you, Blood.
Blue closed the video and it disappeared instantly. He looked up at Gold and they both just started to laugh. They couldn't believe the ladies got in there and went completely unnoticed. Gold felt like they gave them the complete advantage. And honestly, they were now one step ahead of the BCBG.
The next day, Gold and Raina had decided to go to the Nissan dealership in Bingo County. They had got word from a guy at a party that one of the ladies working there was the one that put in the special orders for the BCBG-style cars. He also told the ladies how to get the paperwork done in order to order the cars. He said as long as they had Mando's name on there, they didn't ask any questions at all. Jasmine had Trina find a copy of one of the completed forms online, so she had to hack into the Nissan dealership's database. She located one of the other car's paperwork and just duplicated everything and changed the dates and the times. The next day, They made it to the dealership. Gold held the door open for Raina as they walked in. He had on an all-red sweatsuit and some red Air Force Ones. He stood off in the distance with his shades on, looking like a real threat if anything doesn't go as planned. Raina walked up to the desk in a pair of all-black leggings and an oversized red sweatshirt with a red bandana tied around her hair. She was carrying a huge red and black Dior bag with some oversized super dark shades on. She stopped at the desk, and the lady already knew what was up. She looked Raina over and smiled at her bag. She placed her hand on the desk, motioning for the paperwork. Raina sat down a thick envelope with $30,000 in cash and all the info that she needed to make the car legit. After the lady smiled again and Raina and Gold walked out of the dealership, they got in their car and headed back to the comfort zone. Later on that evening, Gold and Raina were sitting on the couch watching old reruns of Martin when Raina got a text message on her burner that she was using. It read, "Mando, your car will be ready for pickup on Thursday. Please make sure the same lady returns to keep down suspicion." She smiled and let Gold see the message. They both were happy that the plan was moving without any issues. Blue, Jasmine, and Chris, and Trina all walked into the house from the garage. They had all just came back from the shooting range. Blue was very impressed with the ladies, and it seemed he was much happier every day with them being around.
When Thursday finally arrived, Raina got a text message from the dealership with instructions on where to pick up their new car. She told Gold, and they headed out. About an hour and a half later, they pulled the Black Maxima into the far end of the four-car garage. They had cleaned out all the stuff that was there before. They needed that space. Blue, Gold, and Jasmine had cars in the garage already, and that last space was set up perfect for their decoy car.
When they walked in the house, Blue was sitting at the kitchen table going over the plans with all the ladies. Gold and Raina joined right on in. After they spoke for about 30 minutes, he told them he needed to make sure that they were good in hand-to-hand combat. Trina looked up at Blue and told him she knew how to fight. She told him she knew Kung Fu. Her dad thought it would be fun to take a few classes when she was in high school, and she loved it, so she stayed with it. It's been 8 years since she graduated from high school, and she's a master at her art. Even the girls didn't know she was a third-degree black belt. Truth be told, Trina was a deadly woman. Trina was that bitch. While Blue was talking with the girls, Gold went into his room, and he got the box out of his closet that had all the extra guns and the knives that Command had left for them in it. Blue seen what Gold was hinting at, and he told the ladies to meet him in the backyard. He was going to show them how to use knives, too, so they wouldn't need to use guns unless they had to. Chris liked that idea. Seeing that she was in school to learn how to cut people open for a living anyway, shit, this was right up her alley. As the ladies walked into the backyard, Blue was already out there in the far end of the yard. He had on some sweats now and a pair of blue cross trainers and a black t-shirt. And he had on one of the blue bandanas that he had bought wrapped around his hand. Gold walked up first and stood next to Blue. The ladies stood in front of the men and gave them their full attention. They took the ladies through a few drills and then walked them through holding and swinging their knives. They showed them how to pull the knife and smoothly slide it across the flesh. After they started to get confident, Gold pulled out the heavy bags and they were fully wrapped in black and gray duct tape. They put this tape all over the bags. It helped add an extra 6 or 7 pounds on them. I mean, they were already heavy, but this made them very heavy. Gold had each one of the ladies lay on their backs, and they placed the heavy bag on top of them so to show them how to move around and still use their knives with double the weight on their body there, while it's like holding them down. They trained the girls into the nighttime hours, but when they called it quits that night, each one of them ladies felt like brand new women. They was ready for damn near anything. Jasmine worked the hardest out of all the ladies in her crew. She knew they all looked up to her. I mean, she was their leader. And now, them seeing her with Blue, spending time together, she wanted to make sure she was just as a good leader as he is. She couldn't forget the stories Blue and Gold told them about their past and growing up. She noticed that Blue always was the one holding his team down. Jasmine was starting to fall in love with the person Blue is. About a week had passed, and everything seemed normal. Until Chris came home one day and told everybody that she had heard Mando had bought a strip club on the edge of town. That means he was about 5 miles away from the cops that was on his payroll. So the right move could get him caught up right outside of their jurisdiction. It was time to put a plan in motion and get Mando out of the picture for good. Everybody looked at Chris, Gold looked over at Blue, and then he smiled. They knew if Mando was running his club, then Shifty would have to run the crew. And he wouldn't have time to worry about Blue and Gold and what's going on at the moment. The fellas felt like it was time to hit him now and hit him hard.
Oh, yeah. This the perfect time for they bullshit.
I know, right? Shifty just found a whole lot of trouble.
Oh, don't even trip, bro. He a dead man.
Blue called the girls into the kitchen. He gave Jasmine his seat. Raina sat in Gold's chair, and Trina and Chris sat in the other chairs around the table. Blue ran down a flawless plan to the ladies. He and Gold had decided that they were going to just let Jazz and her crew, now named the Escorts, handle a few of the jobs that they knew they couldn't do because they had been seen or known by their targets. The girls were confident that they had everything under control. The fellas walked out of the kitchen to go get the girls ready for their mission. That's when Jazz looked at all the girls sitting across the table from her.
Look, we going live, girls. No mistakes. We got to put an end to this Shifty blood. And anybody else that decides they want some, we not to be played with tonight.
The ladies all looked at each other and started to nod their heads and smile in agreement. It was 2:30 p.m. and Blue wanted to wait until nightfall, but he wanted to move on the BCBG that day. Trina hopped up from her seat and told the girl she was going to go lay across the couch in her room and watch set it off. It always made her hype and she wanted to be ready for their job. Chris stood up and went with her. She had 7 more months of school left before she had became an official surgeon, and she knew she was supposed to be studying, but that wasn't on her mind right now. She was on the same thing the other girls were, trying to help Blue and Gold. While the ladies were all sleeping and watching TV, Blue told them they were going to make a run and they'd be right back. About 3 hours had passed and the ladies heard the garage door open. Jasmine took a deep breath and watched the door in the kitchen, waiting on Blue to walk in. About 5 or 10 more minutes had passed and the door finally opened and the fellas walked in with a bunch of bags. The ladies got up off the couch and ran into the kitchen like kids on Christmas. They all grabbed the bags and started to look all through them.
Oh, okay. I see you. Y'all went grocery shopping and got some other stuff too? I see y'all had a day today.
Yeah, we had to go grab a few things for you ladies tonight.
So, how you know we ain't want to go shopping? We love to shop too. That's messed up.
Gold walked up and hugged Raina from behind and leaned into her ear.
Because then it wouldn't have been a surprise.
Gold let Raina go and walked over to the other pile of bags on the floor. Raina looked over at Jasmine and Chris and smiled at them. They all started giggling.
So what did y'all get us? Gimme, gimme, gimme! I know it's something fly.
Jasmine walked right up to Blue. She stood there looking at him and smiling. He couldn't hold back his smile and looked around for the bag he wanted to give him. When he found it, he moved it to the side and went to pick it up off the floor. He set the bag on the table and then pulled out a medium-sized box. It looked fancy and the girls was just smiling.
I went and got each one of you some night vision glasses like we use. Only they made for women. They transition so you can rub the back left arm by your ear. And they turn from regular glasses to night vision. They're completely digital and they'll be able to tell us everything, even your heart rate and body temps.
Wow, that's a lot for a pair of glasses.
Do they have mics and stuff too so we can talk to each other?
Nope, but these do. I got y'all some 1-carat studs surrounded by speakers that you'll be able to hear us and any of the girls through. And these necklaces, they got mics in them. So be careful because they real platinum with 2-carat diamonds surrounding each of the mics.
Oh my God, these are real diamonds.
Damn, can we keep these when the mission is over or are they just for work?
Everybody went and got dressed. It was time to make the BCGB night go all wrong.
Hey, another good episode, man. Hey, I want to thank y'all for checking out Triple OG Stories. Hey, we got much more to come, and I can't wait to present it for y'all, man. Hey, we always looking for more talent, and again, man, we want to thank y'all. So check out what's coming next. Like, subscribe. You can email me at BobbyDollarShow@gmail.com. if you're interested in being a part of what we got going on, man. Again, I want to thank y'all, and it's been the Bobby Dollar Show.